Okay. Parshas Vayeshev this year comes out right before Chanukah. You know, some years Parshas Vayeshev has, you have two Shabbos Chanukahs. One is Vayeshev, one is Mikes. Most years Mikes is Shabbos Chanukah. Some years it's Vayeshev and Mikes. And rarely, the year of my Bar Mitzvah was one of those rare occasions that there's one Shabbos Chanukah and only Vayeshev. It's happened maybe once since then. But maybe once or twice, but it's very rare that. But even though Vayeshev sometimes is Shabbos Chanukah, but Vayeshev clearly always falls out in the time of Chanukah. So it's always a challenge to try to find connections between Vayeshev and Chanukah, which there are many. And I'd like to give the following approach. The pasuk says, "Vayiru echav ki oso ahav aviyem mikol echav v'yisnu oso v'lo yochlu l'dobro l'sholom." That there was sinna between Yosef and the brothers hated Yosef, and they couldn't speak to him. So Rav Yonason Eibshitz in the Teferes Yonason on page 2 says the inyan hu. Pasuk says, you shouldn't harbor hatred in your heart, but rather speak it out. Whereas if you have hatred about your friend and you don't speak it out, every day that goes by, it's going to be compounded. Compounded daily. The hatred is going to be compounded daily. But if you say to your friend, Reima Zesha Sisoli, you know, you did this and, you know, it bothered me that you did this, and then you could speak it out, so then that's what the Torah says. Lo sisna chicha b'lavecha. But rather speak it out, communicate. But by the brothers and Yosef, they couldn't speak it out. Why? Because they felt if they would speak to Yosef, it would get back to the father, and it would cause him grief, etc. So they didn't want to cause grief to the father, so they didn't speak to Yosef about it. And Mamela, that caused the hatred to multiply, exacerbate, and ultimately leading to what it led to. So that's the Lashon Lo Yochlu Dobro L'Sholom. So the whole chait, the whole sinna with Yosef was this nekuda of the lack of what? Of communication. And we know the Meshech Chochma says that the paradigm sin of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is Mechiras Yosef. That's why the Meshech Chochma, page 4, quotes on paragraph, column 3, what do we say in Yom Kippur davening? Ki ato solchon l'Yisrael u'mochalon l'shifte Yishur. That Hashem is a solchon l'Yisrael and he's a mochalon l'shifte Yishur. So what is that? What are the two things? So he says like the Solchan Yisrael represents Salachti Kidvarech of the Cheta Egel. Mochel on the Shifte Yeshurun means Hashem is Mochel the tribes. That's referring to Mechiras Yosef, because the brother sold Yosef. And he explains that in every generation, we still, whenever we do an Aveira Ben Adam Lamokom, that reawakens the Cheta Egel. And whenever we do an Aveira, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, that reawakens the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. So every Yom Kippur, we're still asking Mechila for those two initial cardinal sins between Adam Lach Mokom, the Chet HaEgel, and Adam Lach Haver Chet Mechilas Yosef. And that's what it was. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya on page 7 says, he says that he feels, 3 lines from the bottom, called Mokom, Lo Reinu, 3 lines from the bottom, Sheyasker Kosu Bechila B'Yosef. He never say, you see, Yosef tries to calm them down, don't worry, but it never says that he forgave him. He says, yeah, it was a good thing, I came here, he was trying to calm them down, but he was never mochel them, and he says that's why the sin reverberates, and that's why there was Asar Haruge Malchus, right? We read about the Asar Haruge Malchus on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. Why did these 10 rabbis perish? Because of the sin of the 10 brothers selling their brother. And it was never forgiven. And that keeps reverberating back and back. And the Sod on page 8 of Mechiras Yosef, when Yaakov says, "Vayomer lo lech nora'ei shlom achecha v'shlom hatzon," so literally it means you should see how your brothers are doing, right? Yaakov said it to Yosef, but the Tiferes Shlomo, as he always does, of Redumps, says a different pshat. On page 10. Now, Larami is that Kama Adam Tsarech Lishmar's Asmal of Al Yasim Ovel Vadiba Al Chaveiro. You should never look at negative of your friend, Rakistakel Bamalas Chaveiro. Vialim Aino Mechesrono. Right, that's the one from the Rebbe Elimelech. Adaraba, how does that song go? Taim Libeinu Leros. So he says the same thing. That's pshat. Lech nora ei shlom achecha. Now let's look at the good part of your achecha. For shlom hatzon. Don't look at the negative. In a chanami, there could be negative things. And then I bring here in the Imre Baruch, page 11. There's a famous vort. The Beis Yosef says on the left side of the page, "Bir Avudraham, Legabe Asara Batavis." So the famous Avudraham by Asara B'Tavis is that if Asara B'Tavis would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. Because the Pasuk says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. All other fasts, except for Yom Kippur, if they fall on Shabbos, which they do something, which Tisha B'Av does, we push it off. But Asara B'Tavis has to be on Shabbos. If it falls on Shabbos, you fast on Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer says a beautiful pshat. He says, why so? He says, you know why? He says, on page 11, yeah, Chasam Sofer says of Mor deGevurah. He says, pshat, why if Asar B'Tavis would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos too. He says, when do we fast on Shabbos? The din is, if somebody has a bad dream, and you're worried about it, and you can't get it, you can't brush it off. So you fast even on Shabbos. You have Friday night. You woke up Shabbos morning. You're shivering, and you can't dismiss it. So you're supposed to fast, right? And it's halal. The funny halacha is the time is halal. You fast on Shabbos, and then you have to fast on Sunday to mechaper that you fast on Shabbos. But if somebody has a tiniest yard site, he doesn't fast on Shabbos. So what's the chiluk? So the Chasam Sofer says like this. The yisod is, whenever somebody is fasting for something l'sha'ovah, like Tisha B'Av, like yard site, then you don't fast on Shabbos. But if you fast because there's a tzorah that might come la'osid, then the tzorah is so great, he could even fast on Shabbos. So when someone has a tainus chalom, so what's he's tittering that maybe whatever the chalom ra is going to come to being. So to stop it, he has to what? He has to fast. Al shem ha'osim to stop the tzara from happening, so that he can fast even on Shabbos. Well, so the Chasam Sofer says the yisod. The Asara B'Tavis was the beginning of what? Of the whole Churban. That was the siege around Yerushalayim. So not only it's the beginning, B'Poyel, of the Churban, but L'maisa in Shemayim, every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to decide, will there be a Beis HaMikdash this year, or will there not be a Beis HaMikdash this year? And he says that the din on that is an Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding whether this year we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash or we're going to fast on Tisha B'Av. So fasting in Asar B'Tavis is for the future. It's to stop something bad in the future. So the Mela says the Chasam Sofer, that's why we fast. Asar B'Tavis, that Avudram said, if it would fall on Shabbos, we would even fast. We would even fast on Shabbos. Oh. So Rav Shlomo Fisher in the Beis Yishai says a vort, and I'm going to tie it into the Chasam Sofer. Murder. He says like this. All the Tanesim that we have, Shivos of Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, right? All these days were days of Puranus, even before the Beis HaMikdash. Shivar Sabbatamas was Yom Shinishtabru Haluchos. So it was already a bad day in the Jewish calendar. So Megalgalim Chovah Lechayim, so that something bad happened. Tisha B'Av was the Meraglim. Ratisa Kol HaEdos Kolom, that day. So Memela, that was the day of the Churban. But what happened on Asar B'Tavis? So says Rav Shlomo Fisher, Asar B'Tavis, what's the mazel of Chodesh Tavis? Is the Gdi, it's the goat. That's the remez of what? Vayishkotu Sir Izim. Because an Asar B'Tavis, Zokter, was the time of Mechiras Yosef. And the Mela, that became the time of Asar B'Tavis L'Churban. So now we can understand the Chasam Sofer very well. Why is Asar B'Tavis the Zman that we're going to get what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge whether this year there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash or not. Because Mechait Mechiras Yosef was the Yisoid of Sinas Chinam. Right? And that's the Sibas HaChorban. So every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make a Cheshbon. Did they do Tshuva yet Mechait Mechiras Yosef? If they did tshuva, then there'll be a Beis HaMikdash this year. If not, then there won't be a Beis HaMikdash this year. And hence, that's the kesha. Well, so now what I'd like to say
We don't have so much time, but just a couple of nekudos. He says, what's the... I'd like to show you now how Chanukah is a tikkun for the Chet Mechiras Yosef. Because what did Rav Yonis and Eibshitz say on page 2? Rav Yonis and Eibshitz said the whole yisod of Chet Mechiras Yosef is lo yochlu dabro l'shalom, is that they couldn't speak to each other. It was the sin of belev, and the sin of belev, since they couldn't speak it out, that was marbe, because they kept it belev. And the sinner was marbe mideyom b'yom. And that's lo yochlu dabro l'shalom. So Chanukah, let me explain to you why Chanukah is the tikkun for this. So first yisod, you should realize that Chanukah the Svarim write is the Yontif of Torah Shabbal Peh. Why is Chanukah the Yontif of Torah Shabbal Peh? First of all, it's the first Yontif that's not in the Tanakh. It's the beginning of the transition from Nevi'im to Chachamim. Right, the Gemara says, "L'merzeach al hayela sashacha, ma shachar sof kol halayla, af Esther kol sof kol hanisim." That Esther was the end of the Nisim. Fret the Gemara in Yumachavtes, ha'ika Chanukah. And for the Gemara, Nitnul Kosev Kamrina. That Purim was the last Yontif that it's Nitnul Kosev. But what? But Chanukah was not Nitnul Kosev. It's the beginning of Torah Shabbal Peh. Chanukah is the beginning of Torah Shabbal Peh. Now the Yisod of Torah Shabbal Peh, so what is the Yisod of Torah Shabbal Peh? Is pilpul chaver, is dibur with your friend. That's all of Shas. What is all of Shas? All of Shas is a kasha and a teretz and a kasha and a teretz. It's the tikkun for lo yochlu dabro l'shalom. Because Chet Mechiras Yosef is there's no communication, no dialogue. Torah Shabbal Peh is the ultimate, is one dialogue. It's one, all of Shas is one conversation. Going from this topic to this topic to this kasha to this teretz, that's what all of Shas is. And there's a vort in the Rav Chaim Volozhiner has, which the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg, Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne, loved to say this over. This Rav Chaim Volozhiner, I might have said it in the past once, but it's kedai. And it was, it fits in. Page 36. Rabbi Chananya ben Trajon Omer Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'ein beineim divrei Torah. If two people sit and they're not learning Torah, hareza moshev leitzim. So it's a moshev leitzim. Shenemar uvu moshev leitzim lo yoshev. So the Rosh Yeshiva used to ask. He says, Moshev Leitzim. He says, to me, a Moshev Leitzim is you have people sitting around a table with beer, their feet on the table, drinking beer with bottles all over, maybe some, you know, that's a Moshev Leitzim. But Shnayim Sheyoshvim, Bein Beinayim Divrei Torah. Why is that a Moshev Leitzim? So he always would say over the word from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes three lines on page 37. Shnayim sheyoshvim vein beinayim divrei Torah is a moshev leitzim. Ratzolomer beinayim ein divrei Torah avlomlim kol echad b'fnei atzmo v'la'os ki kol echad mislotzeitz al Torah chaveiro. He says like this. Shnayim sheyoshvim vein beinayim divrei Torah doesn't mean they're not learning. Each one is learning. But it's not beinayim. There's no dialogue. There's no dusiach. There's no communication. Because, and it's leitzim, because what is leitzim? Rav Hutner writes, leitz means when you take something choshev and you mavatel it, you machoizik. So each one is not machshev the other. So he doesn't want to hear what the other one has to say. So he doesn't talk in learning with him, because he doesn't care what he has to say. So Shnayim Sheyoshim Ve'im Beinayim Divrei Torah means each one is learning on his own, but there's no Beinayim. There's no communication, because no one wants to hear what the other one wants to say. And they're learning the same sugya. Oh, right. Right. Even they're learning the same sugya. They don't want to talk. Ein beinayim. The key word is beinayim. It's not pshat that they're not learning. And that's the late sonus. So memela, what's Chanukah all about? That's the tikkun. Torah is the Kabbalah's Torah Shabbal Peh. And it's the tikkun for what? Lo yokru dabru l'sholom. So memela, and Torah Shabbal Peh has to be what? Pilpul chaverim, diktu chaverim. And that's the tikkun of Ein Beinayim, Ein Beinayim Divrei Torah. And I thought maybe you could say pshat as well in the Rambam. The Rambam says on page 42, unbelievable Rambam. Mitzvah nechanaka, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. So it's very interesting. Because the Rambam usually doesn't like rate mitzvahs. And I identify a tefillin, mitzvah chaviva hi ma'od. You know, a lot of mitzvahs. Why is a chaviva hi ma'od ma'od? So I want to say pshat, based on what we're saying, based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Hu haya omer, chaviv adam, shenivra b'tzelem. That a man is chaviv because nivra b'tzelem, chavivim Yisrael, Shenikru banim lamakom, that we're called banim lamakom. So we're chavivim Yisrael, that we're called banim lamakom. So what's the idea? Since Chanukah is Torah Shabbal Peh, it's the time where we realize that every person is special, and we have to communicate with them. And the mitzvah chavivim ma'od is a take from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Of Chavivim Shei Yisrael Shenikru Bonim Lamakom, and that's a tikkun for the Chayim. That's why Reb David Cohen, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, writes that what do we say in Chanukah, in the end of Al Nisim, V'achar Kein Ba'u Bonecha. You see, it's the time where we have to realize that if we're all Bonim Lamakom, that's Reb Khan once said. If we're all Bonim Lamakom, right, that we have the same father, that by definition, they were brothers. And that was the Chet Mechiras Yosef. They didn't realize that they were brothers. They didn't treat each other like brothers. Chanukah is the time where we have to realize that we're all Banim Lamakom. So if we're all Banim Lamakom, so that's what? That's why we treat each other like brothers. Then we can be Kabbal Torah Shabbat Peh. But then we can speak to each other. And then we can be Mesakein, the Tikkun of Lo Yochru Dabro L'Sholom. Because the whole thing stemmed from, it wasn't just jealousy. If the jealousy by Yosef, if they would have spoken about it, it would have been gone. They would have released it. But since they bottled it in, or Yochul Dabro L'Sholom, that was it. Hey, and that's why, what? That's why what? There was all this sinner. But let me just tell you another vort. There's a beautiful vort in the Sefer Basayim. What does it say in Parshas Vayeshev? Page 46. V'im kim shlosh chadoshim. Right, by the Maaseh of Yehuda and Tamar. V'ayugad l'Yehuda leimor zonso Tamar kolosecha. V'gam hine hara liznunim. V'yome Yehuda hotziyua v'sisarif. Hi mutzeis v'sholcha el chami aleimor li'ish asher eilu lo anochi hara. V'tomer hakena l'mi achosem v'sbasi. You know the whole story. So the Basayin, Vesach Hasidish Sefer, quotes on page 48. He says, Isim v'kisvei Arizal. Iker sov gemara hasima. So if you had a dinner Rosh Hashanah hasima by Neila, so the Zohar says the gemara is Hoshana Rabbah, but the Kisvei Arizal says the Gemar din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not till Chanukah. It's not till Chanukah. And he has a remez in the Pesukim. Vayhi kim shlosh chadoshim is the 3 months from Rosh Hashanah until Chanukah. So the Mekatre is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zamsa Tamar Kalasech. Klal Yisrael is called Tamar. Zamsa Tamar. Say, Klal Yisrael, they're not faithful to the Ribon Shalom. They're going with someone else. Zamsa Tamar Kalasech. Vini Harel is doing it. A Yom Yehuda, that's the Ribon Shalom. Oh, so you'll be see, sorry. Would that be the case? Klal Yisrael should Chas V'Shalom Divert. So then the answer comes back, it's not true. The Isha Sha'el alone, he says, no, we're still dovuk with you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Isha Sha'el alone, Anochi Hara. We're not going with another man. We're with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes we make mistakes. And how do you know that we're still faithful to you? Look at the nearest Chanukah. Look at the Psilim of Chanukah, and that shows our dedication to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's how we darshan all the Pesukim as a remnant to Chanukah, the 3 months from Rosh Hashanah to Chanukah.
But I want to say, based on what we said, another Hesber. Let me say it outside, and you'll see it's all in the packet, but we don't have so much time, so let me say it outside. The B'nai Yisoschar quotes from the Chidah.
He says that, and we know in Gilas Antiochus that the Divanim didn't want we should do Bris Milah, didn't want we should do Shabbos, and Kiddush HaChodesh, those 3 things.
So what's so special about those 3 things?
Because those 3 things represent that we're bonim l'mokom. Whereas Shabbos is something only, Goy Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. It's only for Klal Yisrael. We're bonim l'mokom. And Bris Milah is also that we're Shaykhah to Ribbono Shel Olam. Kiddush HaChodesh is we're Mekadesh. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to our Kiddush. So it's all bonim l'mokom. So they didn't want, they wanted to undermine that unique relationship of bonim l'mokom. Now, the Yisod of Mechila on Yom Kippur. What's this idea? How can Hashem give us Mechila? How can Hashem give us Mechila? Melech Shemochel al Kvodo, ain't Kvodo Mochel. The answer is, because for us, he's not just a Melech, he's a father. And Av Shemochel al Kvodo, Kvodo Mochel. So the whole idea of Tshuva is what? Is the Hakara that we're bottom level. And then we need to do Tshuva. So, but it will only be bonim l'makom if we act like Rav Khan said, if we act like brothers to each other. So on Chanukah, and it says in the Chidah, the Bnei Yisoschar quotes, that's why the Dalad Minim we take. Why don't we take the Dalad Minim? Because the Dalad Minim are the only species that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grows directly himself without any intervention of a sign. So it's really the Sharbito Shel Melech. How can we take it? The answer is because Hashem for us is not only a melech, he's an av. So that reaffirms our relationship as Banim Lamokum, not just a Banim Lamelech. But it's up, it's still up in flux until Chanukah. Because Chanukah is the time that what we have to show that we're Banim Lamokum, and that's the idea of Torah Shabbat Peh, that we're all dialogue, we're all machshid each other, etc. So for Chanukah we can show that we're bottom of Mokom, then we deserve the kapara of Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur only was Mechaber, says the B'nai Yisoschar. It's only because Av Shemochol Kvod Kvod Mokom. But if we're not bottom of Mokom, then it's only the relationship of an Eved and a Melech. Melech Shemochol Kvod Ein Kvod Mokom. So the Melech, that's Pshat. That Kinnikim Shlosh Chadoshim. These 3 months, Hashem is still waiting to see. And Chanukah, and then Asar B'Tavis comes right after. Because Asar B'Tavis is the time where Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to decide to be Mechaper to the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, which is Asar B'Tavis. And then he'll decide whether there'll be a Beis HaMikdash this year or not. And that's what I saw of Pinchas Friedman, once wrote in the Machane Haredi, the Bells of Rosh Cholo, the first Mogen Avraham in the packet here, says the minhag to give tzedakah on Chanukah. Why is there a minhag to give tzedakah on Chanukah? He says it's the same idea. Because what's the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Yud says to the Rusuf Harosha asked Rabbi Akiva, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Aniyim, why does he make them poor? So he says he makes them poor to give us a chance to do tzedakah. So he says, isn't that taking away the Ratzon Hashem? And Hashem wanted them to be poor, and you're giving him money, you're undoing the Ratzon Hashem. So he gives a mashal, Rabbi Akiva. He says, if a melech is angry at his enemy, right? And he says, put him in a Beis HaSoar, don't give him food, and somebody sneaks food to him, the king's going to be very angry, because you're undermining what I did. But if you're angry at your son, and you say, don't give him food, and somebody sneaks him food, so deep down, you're happy that he... So you had to be angry, and you had to do what you did, but deep down, you're happy that somebody else was helping him out, even though you had to punish him. So the whole idea of tzedakah, how can we get tzedakah? Hashem wants it to be an ami, because we're all bonim l'malkum. So the mela, that's the reaffirmation of bonim l'malkum. So the mela, that's the union of tzedakah, the union of tzedakah Chanukah, and that's the tikkun of Chag Mechiras Yosef of Lo Yochlu Davar L'Shalom. And on Chanukah is the time of Torah Shabbal Peh that Shnayim Sheyoshvim V'yesh Beinayim Divrei Torah. It's the Kabbalah's Torah Shabbal Peh, and the mela, it's the tikkun for what? It's the tikkun for Mechiras Yosef. And the mela, it's the Hachana for Asar B'Tavis, because Asar B'Tavis is the time that the Baruch Hu is going to decide, did we fully learn the lesson of the Chet Mechiras Yosef or not? If we fully learned the lesson of Chet Mechiras Yosef, so then we're Banim Lamachom and we get the tshuva, and then we're ready to bin the binyan Beis HaMikdash, Bimheira of Yomim.